This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Three separate shootings by police officers in Pueblo recently left two men dead and two officers and two suspects injured. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
The Pueblo Police Department says the suspects were armed in each case and fired on officers in two of the incidents. The third situation, according to the police statement, involved a man wearing a tactical vest and carrying several firearms who was threatening to shoot himself and others. Officers shot and killed him when he raised his weapon. All of the officers involved were placed on administrative leave, and the shootings are under investigation by the 10th Judicial District Critical Incident Team and other agencies. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A proposed ballot initiative this fall could let Colorado grocery stores sell wine, and supporters are gathering petition signatures. Chris Fine with the Colorado Licensed Beverage Association says the move would hurt independent liquor stores that he says are critical to the community.
About 65% of our members use English as a secondary language, and about 50% are women-owned. You know, we really are kind of talking about, you know, those populations who have kind of gone all in on this 3,000-square-foot store.
The delivery services DoorDash and Instacart are behind a ballot effort to legalize alcohol delivery by third parties in Colorado. CPR's Will Cornelius has more.
People who support allowing a third party to deliver alcohol in Colorado are gathering signatures for a ballot initiative. DoorDash and Instacart have both committed $400,000 to support the ballot initiative. Currently, liquor stores are allowed to offer their own delivery services, but cannot use third parties for delivery. A representative for DoorDash and Instacart says third-party alcohol delivery will give Coloradans more choice and convenience. 28 other states already allow third-party alcohol deliveries. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny this morning for much of Colorado, a chance for thunderstorms across much of the state through this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.